Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Al.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Talk Show, relationship talk show, that is. And we also have with us tonight our lovely co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening, girls. I have
not
seen you for
a week.
I know it.
Yay.
Pure torture.
We're back. Okay. All right. Let's get this out of the way. Our phone number here, and we would like to hear from you folks out there. Number is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or you can even just go online to kcnr1460.com. Hit the green live button to listen to us live. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Oh, thank you, girls, and hurry even. So I think, Lenny, you're going to tell us about our sponsor.
I can't wait to tell you about our sponsor,
well, let's hear it.
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
Well, thank you to them.
I love these guys, and I decided to do their commercials a little different tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
I am going to take our listeners through what an interview looks like for the employee and the employer. Then I'm going to give you an example of the jobs that you can get or the employer is looking for. Then we're going to talk about pay and benefits. So, this first shot, I'm just kind of going to introduce them and just say that, this staffing company truly believes in finding the right candidate for your business the very first time. And they match the job with the employee, so you get it right the first time.
Yes, brilliant.
They are local mom and pop. They're located in the Bocelli, is it Mission Square? Mm-hmm. On Bocelli Lane, I believe so. And you can also give them a call at 605-4517, and that is K&S Staffing Incorporated or KSS4jobs.com.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, are you going to do the interview later thing?
She's going to spread it out over the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do it right now.
The course of the show.
Okay.
Good. Brilliant.
So, L.
Yeah.
What the L are we talking about?
You know,
today?
We got... It's an interesting topic, and I probably wouldn't have tried to dig into this one had we not gotten a couple of requests for it this week. But interesting topic, and I know, Lenny, you've got stuff to share on it, and that is being left at the altar.
Being left at
being
the altar.
Left at the altar.
So it's like getting altered.
No, Ron.
Why?
No, Ron.
Why did you go there, Ron?
It isn't even close, Ron.
Oh, okay.
I always think of neutering when you say that.
That's not what I had in mind, but.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
a special request tonight, and just kind of, you know, why does this happen? I mean, it's interesting. And a lot of these topics are topics that you, the audience, listeners, bring to us, and we're open. Please feel free to present topics to us that you would like us to cover, because we dive into things that we might not have thought about before, such as getting left at the altar. Phenomenon. What a phenomenon that is. Being left at the altar, and Lenny, I know you've got stuff to share on that, and
I do.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, and of course, when I get topics like this that I really don't know anything about, I just turn to Google and kind of look up. Hey, what is this about? You know what's some information that we can bring around this topic?
Right.
So. I'm getting left at the altar, and I honestly, Lenny, I think I'm going to put you on the spot here because you're one of the people that has brought this topic up.
Well,
and so, I mean, there's a lot of psychological factors that we're going to look at around getting left at the altar, but I want to hear about your story.
Well, I want you to think about this, and our listeners think about this. In the first place, getting left at the altar is different for a, say, 35-year-old mm-hmm. male or female, because it does happen to the men, too. The wives flee, like you see in the movies, get in the cab and take off to Europe with their boyfriend that
You're the first person I've ever met that that's happened to, and so it's fascinating to me.
So anyway, it really is different for a younger person. It doesn't hurt any less, but a younger person versus a senior, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I want to hear your take on that.
All right. So when somebody 50, 55 meets someone, they fall in love, which, number one, we're not sure we're ever going to again once we hit about 50. If you're lucky enough to have that happen, what you do is you figure you've got about 20 years left.
Yeah, there's a shelf life.
So you plan the rest of your life with your partner.
Good point.
And that is combining money, building a dream home maybe, retiring and buying property in that dream state you wanted to move to, with a cabin in the woods, with the bubbling stream going by.
And then there's family. You're not planning a family.
Right.
You're looking at
this is just about you and me, and we get to live our dreams.
Yeah, so different goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. Plus, it is so exciting to realize that you're not going to have to go through the winter of your life alone.
Yeah.
That, for me, I love companionship. And I believe in the institution of marriage. So for me, watching a sunset on a beautiful porch with my perfect log cabin is nothing if I'm alone. I want to share it with someone. So that being said, a 35-year-old, they're going to go through that. Of course, you've planned a life with someone and so on and so forth. But you don't plan somehow to the end of your life.
Right.
So it is devastating.
So you're planning the beginning of your life.
Exactly.
When you're young.
Exactly. So at 62 is when I was left at the altar. My whole life fell apart.
That's
because that
brutal.
Was going to be the rest of my life. And my mother had died just a couple of months before that.
Devastating.
So,
yeah. I appreciate that contrast, Lenny, because it
brings it all in perspective in a different way.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I don't know that because I haven't gone through that.
Right.
So I don't know that I would have considered the differences. What would happen if you're left when you're younger? Not that it hurts any less.
Right.
But it just hurts in a different way.
Yeah, and it's devastating because you really feel like you've lost the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I can see where that's much harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was difficult to say the least. And then I'll let you get into the meat and the potatoes of the altar. And then maybe we can come back and I'll tell you my experience of being left and why I was left.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I want to hear that. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's go through the meat and potatoes of this thing.
We'll dive into it a little bit. So, you know, looking up the why people get left at the altar, and I was really interested. Like, are there psychological factors behind getting left at the altar? Like, there has to be some kind of phenomena that's happening there for people to just be left at the altar. I mean, that's a big deal. That is a big deal. Like, you didn't figure this out prior to spending thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, not just that, not to mention all the friends and family there.
And guests.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, you know, what, there's something that must be, I don't know, I didn't figure it out, but there's something that must be happening in that moment that you're at the altar that is so phenomenal and so profound that in that moment it shakes you or wakes you. And it doesn't have to be just at the altar.
No,
it can be close to getting up to the altar, which was what happened in your case. You weren't,
yeah.
you weren't at the threshold, but you were just already in the plannings. It was done.
Everything was bought.
Yeah. The initials were embroidered on the handkerchief, like basically.
Yes.
Right. So the psychological factors leading up to that. And I think that, you know, when I look this up, it's pretty, I would say, expected. Some of the factors are, one being fear of intimacy. But before we go deep into this, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hey, yo, Al, you know you got the lyrics. I heard he sang a good song.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Al Show. This is Al.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Relationship Talk Show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi good there. Evening.
Good
our, evening. Our phone number here at the station, if you'd like to call in and share your stories, is 530-605-4567.
Nine.
Wait, what's happening?
What was that?
Our producer is ducking behind.
What was
what
that?
What happened?
He gave us the number 9. That's all
the
I heard.
The number of the day is 9. I was just playing with you.
Oh, okay, thank you. That was funny. All right, our station here is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or you can even go online at KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button and listen to us live, or you can even text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
8999. Thank you, girls. On a 9. Thank you, ladies. Oh, you can also Facebook messenger us at Ask Al, Lenny Matthews, or myself, Ron Lim. And Lenny, tell us again about our sponsor tonight.
Oh, yes, our sponsor, KS Staffing Solutions Incorporated. This break, I am going to talk about the interviews that these people do. Every potential KS staffing employee goes through an in-depth interview, and it's a process with one of their highly skilled staffing consultants. So you don't just come in and fill out paperwork and they throw you on a list to get hired.
They're doing a personality assessment.
Pretty much. Yeah. It helps determine the best fit for the employee and the client, which would be the employer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a match. So you don't get the phone call saying, Bill, you got to take this guy back. He's just not working out, you know.
Right.
It doesn't waste it, because that's a waste of time for everyone. So it it results in longer, more productive, and happier employees. And a lot of times that'll turn into a permanent job. That's the beautiful part of it. K&S Staffing, they are locally owned, mom and pop. I love these people. You can go to their website at KSS4jobs.com, or you can give them a call at 530-605-4517.
You can drop in there too, right?
Absolutely. Walk through their door. They are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in the Mission Square Shopping Center.
All right.
Thank you, Lenny.
I'm sorry. Bocelli Lane Shopping Center.
It's
on Bocelli Lane.
Yes.
It may be the Mission Square.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
Let me know, will you guys?
Yeah. Call in, tell us.
I think I'm right on that.
Well, before we get started in tonight's topic, I'm going to shout out to my nephew, Michael, who lives all the way over in Ohio. Faithful listener. So appreciate you listening in.
We love our Michaels.
Yeah. And Michael texted us, as he so often does, and he says, what kind of a crazy fool would leave Lenny?
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I kind of felt like I dodged a bullet on that one, right?
You haven't even met him in person yet, right?
Not Michael. The guy that left me at the altar, I met him.
You met him.
Yeah.
So tonight, we're talking about getting left at the altar. We have a couple topics in mind. One is that we're going to cover tonight if we get to the second one. This one's pretty meaty. So the second one, if we get to it, is red flags, how to pay attention to red
flags. We can always do that next week.
Yeah, yes. We can follow up with that next week. Because it follows on the heels of this.
I know a lot of people that haven't seen the red flags or have seen them.
Well, they're hard. I mean, when that chemistry kicks in, we are crackheads for chemistry.
There's the heart over the heart red flags.
Well, and, you know, that ties in with I saw red flags,
but
I didn't realize they were red. You know, they were kind of yellow.
I saw the red flag and thought it was a carnival.
Well, it was kind of pinkish and stuff. And looking back, some of those red flags meant he had one foot on each side of the fence, which to me is a 911, not just a red flag. But I had colored it all pink, and
we do that.
You know,
I
just thought he's not gonna be afraid. This is gonna be all right. I'm gonna make him feel so loved and so protected. And
our mind can alter reality to fit the narrative we want it to be.
Oh, yeah. So any form of red, it can be fuchsia, orange red.
We're just talking about.
It can be a hot pink red. Any form of red, pay attention.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Good
but
advice.
I do have a little more about later.
Okay. All right.
But the flag kind of played into the deal.
Okay.
So.
Well, I like how that flowed right in.
We'll get to that. Hopefully we'll get to that. I don't know. We're plowing through this segment pretty fast. But so I talked about the first psychological factors that play into getting left at the altar. And one is a fear of intimacy. And to me, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Aren't you intimate by the time you get to? But maybe not. Maybe.
Different form. Of intimacy.
I'm talking about, you know, fear of intimacy is that closeness that you develop, that friendship and that closeness that you develop that gets you to the point of getting to the altar. So to have a fear of that by the time you get to the altar, there's already got to be things. If you haven't developed that intimacy by the time you get to the altar, then there are other fractures happening in the relationship.
Oh, completely.
That maybe there are reasons why you can't see it. There are dynamics going on where there's so much dysfunction and pain and trauma that you don't even know how to recognize
right.
the the signs, the telltale signs. You know, you're just, I mean, we relive, we choose people that recreate the experience we felt as children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may not be able to decipher those problems as they're surfing. They just look normal to us. So that goes into the
maybe
next topic.
Maybe that person doesn't even know that they have a fear of intimacy.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And that
because they've never been going up to the altar before first marriage, you know, maybe they had no clue.
And then the reality
just
hits right there.
Yeah.
There's something very sobering, I suppose, about really pulling that trigger. Ron, did you get a text that you wanted to share?
Oh, just a, I won't mention names yet, but, her input was just, one of the other things you should not do is combine your money before you get married.
Don't combine money before you get married, because if you combine money before you get married and then you're left at the altar, that's
a mess. Yeah, don't combine money before you are married.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Jill, talk about
another psychological factor is, this makes sense, past trauma. Of course, past trauma is going to factor in, but it's interesting just getting to that place of where you've made the commitment to get married and these things haven't surfaced in such a way that you decide not to get married. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It made sense in my head.
Yeah.
Fear of failure, that's an interesting one. So you call it off at the altar or just before the wedding because of a fear of failure. But I think that would be an ultimate failure.
Fear. Yeah, but you know what? I think for some people it doesn't get real until you get to 2 or 3 weeks before the wedding, and that now you're going, oh my God, it's really happening.
I think you're right.
And so all the things that you're pushing away, the doubts, self-doubt even, I think it's like, can I really do this?
Yeah.
Can I really help take care of her children and my, can I, do I have a good enough job to provide? And the woman's
Can I provide? Can I protect?
Yeah,
can I take care of?
And the woman's going, can I really love his children like I love my own? And do I have the coping space for a blended family? I'm talking about older people marriages. I'm not talking about young people marriages.
Okay.
So, if we're talking about why people get left at the altar overall, it's so different for younger people than it is for the older generation. It's just completely almost separate.
You know, I just thought of something, too, while you were talking, and I thought about, you know, there's a really powerful motivation for behavior, and that's people-pleasing. And there can be a lot of pressure on someone continue in this relationship, people pleasing the parents, pleasing the friends,
family.
Right.
Big deal. That's a big part, actually.
And so there can be a lot of people pleasing leading up to the point of I do, and then that I do is just such a sobering moment that the crisis kicks in and the fight and flight takes over.
Yep.
And then you flight. I just not thought of that as you were talking. Lack of self-confidence.
Yeah, I was just talking about that.
Interesting. So a lack of self-confidence. So you said yes. You're approaching the day of the wedding, and there's a lack of self-confidence. It really kind of blends into that fear of failure.
Oh, yeah. We all start questioning our own self. Can I really do this? Am I good enough? Am I enough? Do I love her enough? Do I want to stay married to this one person for the rest of my life? I mean, all kinds of doubt comes up, and I think a lot of it is normal stuff.
I would think so.
And especially the first time around.
Because when have you ever done anything significant in your life, a significant change in your life where you didn't have those things
come up? Not one single doubt.
I mean, any
Never.
Job that I've taken that has been a job that has created an incredible change that requires a lot of you. Those fears and those doubts and what am I doing? Oh, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? Those creep in. And then you know, you learn. I remember one of the first times that I had that happen to me was when I made the decision to live in Tokyo. And it was, what have I done? What am I doing? What am I thinking? I cannot do this. But, you know.
Well, I remember my first time around. I just did it because it was the thing to do. Didn't think about it.
Yeah, I'm just talking about any kind of big decision that you make. You have that self-doubt creeps in. And if you're not anticipating it, you're not expecting that doubt to hit you. It can feel like there's that's the reality of it. So I'm going to stop right there because it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
That was fast. Okay, be right back.
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good evening, and welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show, about relationships, all things related to relationships. We also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Lenny.
Good evening. Hi, guys.
And again, I will give you our phone number to call in. It is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can even go online to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button, and you can listen to us live. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Perfect, girls. Much better that time. Okay, and Lenny's going to tell us about our sponsor.
Our sponsor is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. Last break, we kind of talked about how they have an interview process for their employees. And this break, I kind of want to talk about the pay, the way that they handle pay. They pay their employees weekly based on signed contract rates with you, the client, which would be the employer. They also handle all state and federal taxes, including workman's comp, which is a big deal. So you receive all the benefits of having your own employees without the worries that come with managing your own. So K&S Staffing actually sends you the right people, just like they were your hire, but they take care of all the pay, all the workman's comp, everything, and that includes benefits as well.
What a break for the employer that is.
Right. Because
not only are they getting a person that's handpicked for what they're needing,
exactly,
but they're also basically, I hate to say it like this, but they're test driving. They get a true chance to test drive that employee.
And if they love them, they get to stay
on.
Yes,
without the hiring
and firing thing.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that K&S Staffing handles the workman's comp and the OSHA and all mm-hmm. of those things, it saves the employer
tremendous
a lot.
Time.
Yes,
yeah.
a lot of money, headache, time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
if you're a business looking for top-notch, hand-picked employees for you, or you are a person looking for a great job, give K&S Staffing a call at 605-4517. Of course, that's area code 530. Or you can contact them on the website of KSS, the number 4JOBS.com.
All right. Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
All right. Elle, before the break, where were we?
We are talking tonight about getting left at the altar and some of the psychological factors behind what happens with the cold feet phenomena. And right now we're covering commitment phobia issues and some of the things we've talked about, fear of intimacy, past traumas. Past traumas can create a fear of intimacy, getting cold feet, past traumas can, and maybe those traumas don't surface until right before, because so much is happening right before you're actually getting married. Like you brought up before the break, Lenny, you brought up the doubts and what am I doing? And there's something very sobering about stepping into those final days of making that commitment. And we were talking about how there's never been anything huge, a huge change, a threshold we've crossed in anything, whether it's a job, whether it's a move, whether it's having children. And along with that is getting married. We don't experience those almost, they can almost be paralyzing fears.
Absolutely.
You need that fortitude to press through those fears and doubts. Like, oh my gosh, I was talking about when I made the decision to live in Tokyo. The fear that overcame me after I had accepted the job, drawn up the contract, and it was almost debilitating what it took for me to get up and keep going to do that. But those lessons were important because they show up in life in very prominent moments of change.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're young and you're getting married and those show up and that's the first time you've experienced that kind of profound doubt, you may think it's a cue to bow out. You might not be able to weigh it out. And you were talking about some things before, during our break, Lenny, just about, talk about this, talk about that, cover this, cover that. Do you feel like you can reiterate what you said during the break? You said it so well, I should just put you on record.
Well, I think if I were to give anyone, by the way, I was left at the altar a couple of months before we were to be married, and I really am not even still clear why. But because of that, I'm positive I dodged a bullet.
Sure.
Because if I'm not even clear why this man that I loved, that I was going to spend the winter of my life with, left me, and I'm not clear why, then probably wasn't the right guy.
He's not
for
in
me.
The foxhole with you.
Nope. No, because you at least sit and talk about it. You don't just put your shoes on and walk out the door. And by the way, I never saw or heard from him again.
Interesting.
That's my story. And before we close, I just would love to share my advice.
Yeah.
In a gentle, loving way to our listeners, that applies to men and women, young and old, before you make the commitment so that you're not left at the altar hailing a cab by yourself when you walk out of the church, you know. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, like I was.
I can see the pain.
Yeah, really.
It still gets you.
Of course it does. Yeah, I I had it all worked out.
Yeah.
I was going to die in my rocking chair on that porch with holding hands with somebody.
Well, when I was talking about my first time around, I was just young, right?
How old were you?
I was 24. Yeah. But, you know, I just jumped into it. But come to think of it, I did have some a doubt. I was thinking, I'm going to be married to the in-laws.
Ooh.
That's such a great point.
Good point.
That's such a great point.
I think that's a big one.
You're not just marrying the woman, you're marrying the outlaws.
Outlaws. So, yeah.
I did have one family. You're marrying dynamic.
Yeah, I did have one fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Ron.
Very good. Very good.
So, getting into some of the factors behind the commitment phobia that leads to people potentially splitting at the altar, I mean, some of these just speak for themselves, unresolved relationship issues, and some of that can be, if you're not the kind of, and depending on how, you know, what your attachment styles are or what your communication styles are.
Before you go into attachment style, I got a text from somebody that actually said.
Perfect. Let's read it. That,
yeah, well, basically she just said she felt that he had an avoidant attachment style. And it's on our list here. And, you know, it's funny that she actually told me that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's for real.
That would be fear of commitment or
right.
That's lack of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten into attachment styles, but it's kind of a topic that always deserves being revisited from time to time. And I'd probably get in time for us to revisit that again. But attachment styles can be a big deal because they can create stress and fractures in the relationship based on
your style.
Yes, what you know how your attachments were mm-hmm. early affect how you attach
a lot in that,
now.
In that little show,
yeah, that was great. I think that was one of our first shows that we did.
It was.
So attachment styles and accumulation of resentment, and so accumulation of resentment is if you're the kind of person that is potentially, and a lot of us are. A people pleaser, or you don't like confrontation, so you haven't learned how to be able to put issues out there. If you have a fear of being able to confront challenging issues, you should probably not.
Right.
Get the commitment.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get to the commitment phase. That's a red flag right mm-hmm. there. Fear of bringing tough issues up because the person's going to create a situation where by you bringing it up, they're suddenly the victim.
And, yeah,
exactly.
And you're the perpetrator. So that, you know, unresolved issues causes an accumulation of resentment, and maybe by the time you're at the altar, you just have too much resentment. I don't know, but that resentment is something that, if it's building, there's a reason for it, needs to be examined. So that goes along with breaking down in communication. Those things create a loss of trust. Now, again, to me, it seems like if this is happening, how is it getting to the altar?
Right, like, in the first place.
How is it getting to the altar in the first place? But I'm guessing if it does, there are other dynamics at play.
They're both ignoring the red flags.
Right.
They're just kind of moving along because they feel like it's the right thing to do. And the family supporting them. And they've already set the date. And she got the dress. And it's really pretty. And... Mm-hmm. Mom's really excited, and the gifts are coming in. I mean, it just, you start just bumping along with it.
The current carries you. I'm going to go right now in the opposite direction of what we're defining right now and say that going in the opposite direction of that, people pleasing and wanting to make sure, you know, not wanting the confrontation, is the narcissist. And the narcissist is going to love bomb you. They are going to love bomb you in a way that it's intoxicating. You're going to feel like you have met your soulmate, the person of your dreams. And the reason why you feel that way with the narcissist is because they're brilliant at what I call, I don't know if this is the right term for it, but I'm not coming up with the right term if it's not, but they're brilliant at mimicking. mirroring, there's the term. They're brilliant at mirroring. So they're brilliant at reading you so closely that they're able to feed back to you what your own values are, and you suddenly feel like you've met your soulmate.
They're on the same level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're going to stop right there with that one. I kind of don't want to stop right now, but we'll pick it up after the break.
Okay. All right. Be right back.
And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. We also have our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Feel free to call in. Listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can go live online and listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999. What does that sound like?
Know.
A used car commercial.
We started doing that, yeah. But that's funny. You can also message us on Facebook at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, or myself, Ron Lim. And Lenny is going to tell us a little bit about our sponsor.
KNS Staffing Solutions Incorporated, and we've talked about the interviewing, the pay. Talk a little bit about benefits with these folks. They offer the opportunity for each and every one of their employees to earn up to 40 hours of paid time off at no additional cost to the employer, which is the client.
Nice.
And they also offer an option to each employee, which is the Affordable Care Act, which is medical coverage that's affordable. So, great pay, interviews, and I don't think that I mentioned this, but they are a true industrial staffing company.
Oh.
So that means that your staffing opportunities are much greater than the norm. They're OSHA approved, which is a big deal. So I would say out of anywhere that you can go in Northern California, or, by the way, Reno, Florida, and Idaho.
Wow.
They are the source of your workforce. KNS Staffing Solutions Incorporated. And you can go on the web and contact them at www.kss4jobs.com or call them at 605-4517. That's 530 605-4517. And you can walk right through their door. They'd love to have you just pop in. They're on Bocelli Lane, and I believe it is the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane.
All right.
So thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, thank you.
Staffing.
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, where are we? Great company.
Talking about being left at the altar. Mm. And leading up to this point in the show, we were talking about some of the reasons, some of the psychological factors that people either get left at the altar or do the leaving at the altar. And we were talking about some maybe a little more benign reasons, which are fear and it being a sobering moment and that moment not really knowing how to manage that fear or being a people pleaser and maybe feeling like you shouldn't be in the marriage, but the pressure that you've gotten this far, it's too late to back out. Like I said, that, you know, the initials have already been needle pointed on the napkins. But then we started to get into, there's another type of person that might leave you at the altar, and that's the narcissist. And mm-hmm. the narcissist, unfortunately, the narcissist personality, and you have to understand that narcissism comes out, the only true narcissist is a baby. Babies want what they want it now, and they don't care what's going on in your life, and it's all about them. And as babies develop and mature, they grow out of that. But the narcissist has had either been so highly indulged in their life as a child, knowing that they don't deserve it, that does create a disorder in them, or they've been so traumatized, neglected, abandoned, abused, not having their needs met, they've become narcissistic individuals. Narcissism is born out of trauma. It's a survival mechanism. It's a survival disorder, but it can be a very cruel way of going through life and very difficult to detect because the way that they behave is intoxicating. So they love bomb you, which is to, we were talking about mirror you. They learn to mirror your values, what's important to you, what you do, what you like, who you are. And they're typically unbelievable manipulators.
Yes, they are.
And we don't recognize it because if we're not manipulators, we're not looking for that. And if we're people that mean what we say, then we believe that person means what they, and they seem so sincere and they seem so honest.
Right.
And they're showering you with attention. They're showering you with maybe gifts. Whatever it is that's important to you, that's what they're going to shower you with because they can figure it out pretty quickly. And the narcissist is, it's just, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. The narcissist couples with somebody with the intention, maybe not consciously, of discarding them. There is no such thing as not being discarded by a narcissist. And so that may happen at that point when they've gotten what they needed from you. You have been their supply. Whatever supply that is that they needed, you've given it to them, whether it be, clout. What's another word for that? You know, so they marry you because of prestige, or they marry you mm-hmm. because they financially can gain something from you. They marry you. There's always going to be a motivation in it. When that motivation is fulfilled, they do not need you anymore. And by the time they've left you, they've got a new supply in the background. They've got somebody there and they've convinced, and they'll convince everybody else that they'll convince you that it was your fault. So there's that factor as well, getting left at the altar by the narcissist mm-hmm. who has no intentions of going through with the wedding, but has something to gain in getting that far along in the process. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can see that. Absolutely. as I said before, I have really no idea. I think he had it in his mind to leave. the whole time he just waited for what he thought was a great out, which it was ridiculous. It left me stunned. I scratched my head for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it doesn't really matter why. The fact is, he did, and the way he did it.
Yeah, there is
was
no why.
So awful to do. It was like, okay, thank you, Lord. This is a bullet dodger.
Yeah.
Here, so.
Yeah, the why is that they're wanting an out.
But I was 63 years old, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my life at that point had come to an end until I could regroup you heal, you grow, you move on.
It's so damaging. What a narcissist can do can be so damaging to you that it can take an incredible toll. It can actually create, the trauma can be so bad that it can create damage. That kind of trauma, there's something that happens with trauma to the brain. And if you're with a narcissist long term, that narcissist has convinced you, because what they initially do is they love bomb you, that's intoxicating. And then they slowly start to withdraw that love, that attention. And so that you begin to, it's much like how you train an animal. You train an animal by intermittent rewards. And the narcissist then retracts their attention and their love. And then they give you something intermittently. And then you're trying to desperately recreate what it is that you did to get their attention. And pretty soon, like a Pavlovian response, like a dog, you've been trained to now abandon yourself to try to turn yourself into a pretzel to get these crumbs that fall from that their table of attention.
The other thing that a narcissist does is he's pulling away some of that he had given in the beginning.
Right.
He's replacing it with control.
That's
very slowly.
Yes, that's true.
Very slowly, pretty soon. First, it's your friends, lunches.
Isolating you.
Yeah. And then pretty soon, you're not even seeing your family because I've lived it. Absolutely.
And you know, I don't know all the reasons why they do that form of control and isolation, but I think it's so that they cannot be discovered. So they won't be found out because the family knows. The family can see it, and they don't want you being none the smarter for it.
So by the time I was left at the altar, I had no friends, my family.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, so interesting. I was completely alone. My mother had just died. And so I realized just exactly what he took, what he gained, and what I lost. So I had to rebuild all of that, which made me a much better, happier person today. But it was it was amazing how it fell apart and then came together.
I bet that traumatized you so deeply, though. You will feel that in your body if you meet somebody like that again.
Red light sirens, you name it, it'll be going off.
Well, we've only got another minute to go, but real quick though, I just want to say hello to a friend of mine in Chicago that is listening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So say hi to Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Thanks for listening. If you're listening, I hope you're still listening.
And thank you, everyone else, for listening to our show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Lenny. I really appreciate it. You bring so much to the show with your experiences.
Too.
Yeah. And I know our listeners appreciate it. It helps keep it real.
But, if you have topics you'd like to talk about, just go to Elle's website, Fred. Facebook page, Ask Elle, and tell her what you'd like to hear about. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we appreciate suggestions. We appreciate being able to investigate topics that may be beneficial.
After a year and a half almost, we've presented a lot.
Oh, you know what? We'll never run out. Yeah. Us three? No, come on, really?
Okay, well, I guess it's almost time to wrap it up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How did we go through that so fast? I'm only on number two.
I know.
Told you.
Thank you for coming, listening,
good
and
night.
See
you next
week.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. You know that I'm proud and I can get the words out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.